starting up with a smooth set by Maxwell K. Solomon Bothwell, overlooking
Dockers, DJ Dante Dockers.
Thank you.
Young.
We original gonna fall down.
K-Chung. Danny.
Too Real on K-Chub.
Do I do? Bye.
lucky tonight to have a special guest. Carlos, would you like to come inside? Carlos, say hello.
Hello.
So Carlos, you've lived in LA for a long time.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about that.
Been here my whole life. Love it here.
Can you tell us about living life in Los Angeles, growing up without driving? Carlos has never driven a car and does not intend to, yet has lived in Los Angeles his entire life. Let's discuss that.
Well, I've encountered some interesting situations on public transportation.
Can you tell us about some of the more interesting experiences that you've had on that?
How graphic can I get?
This is Art Radio.
Art Radio. First time I ever remember anything really interesting happening was a guy sitting next to me, and there was a lady sitting right across from him, and he was wearing a jacket over his lap. And all of a sudden, I hear this lady screaming, and I see the jacket coming off as he's spewing all over her. At the bus stop, and he ran off.
That's not allowed.
Oh. I thought it was R.
All right, what's the second
most interesting thing?
Crazy homeless people with no clothes on. On the metro. Half their clothes gone. Bare ass, stuff dangling out.
Can you tell us some more stories, Carlos?
Ask me more questions.
Let's all go around and we can each ask Carlos a question.
Carlos, tell us about the going to parties when you were younger.
Well, most of the time there were illegal parties that were being held at warehouses throughout the city. You had to go from place to place, find people in different places, find directions from them, and go somewhere else, and then you'd find the place. It was fun. What do you want to ask?
MC Jenny's got.
What was the best party you've ever been to?
Best party I've ever went to. That I can remember. Probably the warehouse parties in downtown LA, where they'd build up an entire production and then tear it apart at the end of the night. Or the blackout parties where they'd give you a flashlight and that was the only lighting for the whole evening. Those are kind of fun.
What would you like to see in the future in Los Angeles? Just in general. What are your hopes and dreams for the future?
Huh. A lot more freedom. As far as being able to stay out later at night, 4 o'clock drinking. Stay up all night. Fun things.
Do you think that not driving has contributed to your interest in late night partying?
Yeah, because by the time I get out, by the time I'm out of the club, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning and the buses are running already. So, yes, it has.
All right, well, we're going to listen to a couple tracks, and then we're going to come back and listen to Carlos tell us about the new salon that he's going to work at.
What? Oh, great.
Just kidding. Woo! gay drunk.
been a long night of trail mixing in here.
We'll be right back.
you're listening to K-Chan.
Mario!